myself up what's left. Now that's the false sense of life that Jesus came to expose. That false sense which says, if I give myself up, what's left? Peter couldn't. Thomas wouldn't even think of it. But that's the Christ message. You cannot have a false self and be yourself at the same time. And you cannot have a false self and expect to be free of the problems of the world. Now those of us then who have decided that our direction is to be one with Source, and that means that I have to give up being one with false effect, those are the ones who will know that they have caught the essence of what has been said. All false effect, which means the world, the good of it and the evil of it, is not my prime consideration. My prime consideration is being one with my Source. One with cause, because only cause can lead me into the kingdom of God. Every meditation should be as if the life of someone depended upon it. As if you had just been called for a dying child whose life completely depended upon the success of your meditation. And as if 5 million people were standing in the audience waiting to see what you would do. Never can meditation be taken lightly. It is your dedication to being one with cause. The whole world hangs in the balance when you close your eyes to go into the within. And as the within becomes your consciousness, in that instant you have overcome every catastrophe this world has to offer you, from now on to eternity. The deepening of your purpose in meditation deepens the meditation. As you realize that every meditation is bringing you closer and closer to the realization of your Source, and that at the attainment of oneness with your Source, infinity is unveiled. This must be known every time you meditate, so that you're not casual, so that the vagrant ideas that flit through the mind can be resolutely overcome. To be one with your cause is the reason Jesus told us to go within. And this state of evolution, this is spiritual evolution, in a completely changed direction from the activity of the human mind and the human brain. And only you who can step out of that activity of the mind and brain can be reunited with the perfect cause. Now that should give you something to dwell upon in your moments of silence. And we are one at this moment in the realization that we know our direction. We have driven a wedge between this world and the brain which presents this world as false effect, and the mind which accepts the false effect as reality. And that is the beginning of a deeper consciousness. A consciousness which is the within itself. And from that within, you have the new viewpoint, the new center of your being, from which you function not as man of earth, but as the rising Christ. This is the meaning of the word Ephatha in that healing of the deaf man. Be thou opened to your source, to cause. Now it's very possible while you're in a meditation of this sort that you become aware of the nothingness of evil as an experience. Suddenly something in you awakens you to the fact that all evil is just a window blind. And you learn the word imagination in a new sense. The human brain receiving incoming patterns of sensation forms these patterns of sensation into images. Images of form. Thought images. Called things, objects, people, trees. These thought images are imagined, brought into image by the brain. It is the brain's imagination, and that is this world. When you see imagination from that aspect, you understand why this world is your imagination. And you have to learn to overcome your imagination so that you cease imagining forms from incoming impulses and turn the kingdom of God back to the Father, who in turn thinks divine thought, and the divine mind images for you the forms of the soul which become your outer experience. Imagination is the opposite of the truth. There's no car to push up the hill. There's no hill. There's no man to push it. There is only the pure spiritual kingdom of God. And only your within, connected to Source, can reveal this to you. You cannot do it with your human eye. I'm afraid it's about 4 o'clock, and I know many of you have appointments, so that's as far as we're going today. But to those whom I don't see by Christmas time, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.